This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
It's the morning after a big victory for German Chancellor Angela Merkel. But now the hard work of actually forming a government is underway, with major implications going forward for the global economy. Theo Leggett is a BBC business reporter who's been covering the German elections in recent weeks and joins us now. Theo, just to recap, Merkel's center-right bloc got an impressive share of the vote, but the pro-business party she's been in partnership with did poorly. So to form a government, she's likely to have to make some kind of arrangement with the center-left party in second place. Explain how this kind of deal-making could impact Germany's economic policy and, by extension, the global economy.
Obviously, Angela Merkel has lost her current coalition partners, which makes life a little bit difficult for her. It does look as though she's going to have to link up with the centre-left Social Democratic Party, and that means not a huge change, but some important changes. The centre-left party, they've been calling for things like a national minimum wage. This is something that Germany doesn't have at the moment, unlike many other European countries. They want a little bit more social justice.
Now, let's talk also elsewhere in the election, another story that people have been watching. A new anti-euro party got a small slice of the vote, but more than some had predicted. Talk about what that says about where the euro sentiment is in Germany right now.
Well, this is clearly a result of Germany being seen as the paymaster of Europe. For the past few years, Germany has been orchestrating the rescues of countries like Greece and Ireland. And as a result, as the wealthiest economy in Europe, it's also been paying the most. And that's provoked quite a large ground roots response in Germany, where people have been saying, hang on a minute, we pay our taxes. Why are we paying to bail out people in other parts of Europe who've been spending more than they should have for the past few years and are now having to pay the consequences? So it's not a huge section of the vote. The bulk of the population say, OK, it wasn't great that we had to do this, but we think that Angela Merkel saved us from something much, much worse, saved Europe from something much, much worse. So we're happy to give her our backing.
OK, Theo Leggett with the BBC. Thanks very much.
Thank you.